In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. And we spoke about the concept of the spiritual warfare in the first lecture. But then we spoke about the offensive and defensive weapons. بعدين اتكلمنا على some strategies of Satan, how he uses the world and how he uses the flesh to war against us. And now, in the last lecture, I'll speak about the main battlefield of the spiritual warfare. Satan actually uses the mind as the main battlefield. Why? Actually, if you read Romans chapter 8, verse 6 and 7, يقول لك, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. فالشيطان دايما بيختار العقل والفكر, يعني حروب الأفكار, actually in order to control us. If Satan actually attacked our mind, he can have control over our heart and our mouth. إزاي؟ شوفوا in Matthew chapter 15 verse 18 and 19 ربنا يقول إيه؟ يقول those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. So the evil thoughts attack the heart and then comes on the mouth. برضو ربنا قال لنا in Matthew 22 verse 37, I love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. It's a commandment to love God from all our mind. في آية جميلة كمان in Proverbs 23 verse 7. Proverbs 23 verse 7 يقول لك, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As you think, so you are. So your mind determine your behavior, your attitude. And think about it this way. Any sin, if you don't accept it first by your mind, you will never fall in it in reality. Any sin, you have to accept it in your mind first before you fall in it. يعني انت مثلا, if you never accept it in your mind to try مثلا drugs or smoking or pornography, in actuality, you will never fall in it. But if this mind, if this thought is accepted to your mind, then when you are attacked or tempted to commit the sin, you are weak because your mind already accepted and you will fall in it. عشان كده, sin starts from here and also repentance starts from here. St. Paul will be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So repentance starts from your mind, and also sin starts from your mind. Let me give you some strategies that Satan used to attack our mind. Our haga, Satan may attack our mind by questioning the authority of God. Questioning the authority of God. مثلا يقول لك, Did God say so? ولا does God exist؟ وده اللي استخدمه مع إيف لما قالها Did God really say that you could not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? So, questioning God, questioning His word, leads to doubt, unbelief, and skepticism. And unfortunately, nowadays, there are many, many attacks on the scripture, on the authority of God, on the existence of God. Another way Satan attacks us, attack our mind, is through deception and seduction. يعني مثلا يقول لك you can become a god. Mormons actually believe that you can become a god. I remember one time I was speaking at one من المورمونز. I was asking him about how can you become a god. فراح قال لي ان انا I am god to my children. فقلت له God to your children with a small g or capital G. فقال لي capital G. That's how they are deceived by Satan. They are deceived by Satan. مثلا يروح يكي الشيطان can deceive you and make you believe that there are more ways to heaven than by the Lord Jesus Christ. About 5 years ago, in one of our college conventions, we passed a question to the youth just to answer yes or no. And the question was, do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven? And unfortunately, only 37 said yes. They're from our people, our youth. 37% believed that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And the other, 60-something, they believe that, you know, any religion, any faith can make you go to heaven. عشان كده سان بول قال لنا Now the Spirit in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 يقول Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of evils giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of evil يعني seducing spirit ممكن تخلي الإنسان you believe in false doctrines زي ما قلت لكم امبارح ان attacking the mind ممكن يبقى through the flesh as St. Paul said in Romans 7 I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me to captivity so Satan may use my flesh to attack my mind and bring me to captivity to the law of sin which is in my members Satan also, the rulers of darkness, can blind our minds. Blind our minds. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. يقول لك إيه؟ In whom the God of this world, هو الشيطان, has blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. So Satan may blind our mind, so the light of Christ will not shine upon them. Satan also can attack me with depression. To feel كده discouraged and low in spirit. He attacked actually major prophets with depression. عارفين مين؟ إيليا، إيلايجا، who's attacked with depression، مين تاني؟ جونا. يعني إيليا وجونا الاثنين قالوا موتي خير من حياتي. Actually they wished death for themselves. So Satan can attack me with feeling of despair. And the depression can lead to suicidal thoughts. At least يعني مش ان انا to kill myself, لكن to ask for death like Elijah and Jonah. The feeling of hopelessness, the feeling of grief, sorrow, heartache and crying. And by the way, there are two types of sorrow. You can read them in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. There is sorrow from God, which leads to repentance and salvation not to be regretted. But there is the sorrow of this world, which leads to death. The sorrow of the world, or the depression of the world, comes from Satan. يعني احنا عندنا Peter and Judas. Both of them cried and wept after their sins. But the sorrow of Peter was godly sorrow, led to repentance. But the sorrow of Judas came from Satan, because it instilled in him hopelessness. The sorrow of God, the godly sorrow, comes from the Holy Spirit. The sorrow of the world, which leads to death, as happened with Judas, comes from Satan. Actually, Satan can use circumstances of life in order to bring depression to my heart. And Muslim Satan can use great loss, or fear of loss, or unfulfilled expectation in order to cause depression. عشان كده in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10, Proverbs 24 verse 10, we are warned about fainting in the day of adversity. We should not faint in the day of adversity. We should be strong in the day of adversity. يعني maybe one of the best examples how not to faint in the day of adversity is His Holiness Pope Shenouda. يعني after the attacks of Alexandria in January 1st, if you remember his message that he sent us on the Feast of Nativity, he told us just be sure that we are fine, don't worry, and rejoice in the Lord always. In the midst of the adversity, he was able actually to send a message of joy and comfort us. After the feast, His Holiness came here to Cleveland and I went to visit him. And the same spirit of joy and smile and, you know, was there. And actually some people, يعني, if you listen to his lecture last Wednesday, and this was first lecture after the attacks, برضو سيدنا, the same spirit of joy. Hena, this actually gives strength to the people when they see their leader and their father is strong in the day of adversity. فاكر أيام ما كان في الدير during the time of the house arrest, everybody went to the monastery to visit His Holiness. Actually, he came comforted, joyful, peaceful, because they saw how he is strong in the day of adversity. Don't let Satan actually use the circumstances of life to take away your joy or to take away your peace. You should not faint in the day of adversity. Be strong. Many times, actually, this depression or fainting comes from the people around us. لو people around us have negative attitude. يعني بس تلاقي واحد يكون مطمن كده على المذاكرة والامتحانات، يقعد مع شوية طلبة يخوفوه من الامتحانات، start بقى to have an anxiety و depression كده يعني. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 28 Israel, the people of Israel admitted that our brethren have discouraged our hearts. Our brethren have discouraged our hearts. علشان كده keep yourself away from people who have negative attitude. The people who have negative attitude, Satan may use them actually to instill discouragement and depression in your heart. David برضو as a prophet in many of his psalms he felt discouraged. لكن ديفيد he knew the solution. Once he's attacked by discouragement or depression, he knows what to do. He goes to God. And when he goes to God, actually, almost all the psalms that started with discouragement ended with joy. يعني مثل المزمور بتاع إلى متى يا رب تنساني؟ يقول أرتل آخر آية تقول أرتل لاسم الرب العالي. You know, he started here بيقول له until when you forget me. But at the end, actually, he is comforted. في آية عايز أحطها لكم. آية جميلة جدا. And I want you to remember it. If Satan attacked you with thought of despair or discouragement. الآية دي in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8. سان بول يقول لهم إيه؟ For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. تخيل بقى لما واحد زي سان بول اللي هو when he was in prison wrote a letter of joy بيقول rejoice in the Lord always and I say again rejoice. لما يجي سان بول يقول ان احنا we were burdened beyond the measure above strength so that we despaired even of life, ده يعني معناه it's real real burden, it's real stress, real depression. لكن سان بول قال لك ايه؟ قال لك طيب انا if I despaired even of life ده معناه ان انا I am dead. طب is there any hope for a dead person? He said yes, there is hope in Christ who can raise the dead. عشان كده in verse 9 يقول لك yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves as if we were under sentence of death, that we should not trust in ourselves. If you are dead, you cannot trust in yourself, you can do nothing. But in God who raises the dead. So if I am hopeless and helpless, I should put my trust in God, the hope of the hopeless and the help of the helpless. وبعدين الجاية بقى الآية الجاية اللي أنا بقولك عايزك تفكرها على طول. Verse 10. And who delivered us from so great a death. Delivered, past tense. And does deliver us, that's present tense. In whom we trust that he will still deliver us. This future. So, تخيل واحد بيقول لك I am desperate of life. I am hopeless and helpless. But that is the shield of faith. That's the confidence who delivered us from such a great death. And he does deliver us in whom we trust that he will deliver us. خلي الآية دي في ذهنك. When Satan attacks you with depression, with despair, ولا God as he delivered and he does deliver, he will deliver. Then will give you peace and joy even in the most difficult time in the day of adversity. Hell and Satan attacks us with the thought of withdrawal and isolation. Withdrawal and isolation. Both Jonah and Elijah were attacked by withdrawal and isolation. مش كده ربنا قال لإيليا، قال له why are you here؟ لماذا أنت هنا؟ قاعد هنا بتعمل إيه؟ أنت عارفين في الأبيوز يقول لك first thing if you want to abuse somebody you need to isolate him. Once you isolate him you can have control over him to torture him. والايزوليشن ده ممكن يجي by يعني instilling a spirit of fear ان انت don't talk to anybody. Satan in order to control us first he want to isolate me. فيجي how Satan isolate me. الاول start casting doubt on the church. يقول لك church دي is full of hypocrites. Don't go to church. You can have relationship with God away from these hypocrites who go to the church. And after he convinces this, convince you with this, he will cast a doubt on your spiritual father. Well, don't talk to him. He will give you wrong advices. And he will actually tell your confessions to others. He is not trustworthy. He will isolate you from your spiritual father. Then maybe he will start isolate you from your family. You're like, your family wants to control your life. They don't want your best interest, etc. They isolate you from your family. وبالطريقة دي Satan شوية بشوية he takes you away from your support system. وهنا بقى he start torturing you and tormenting you. That's why any thought of isolation from godly people is from Satan. Any thought to isolate you from the church of God or from the sacraments of the church, from your spiritual father, is from the devil in order to torture you. مش كده في القداس نقول and he made us unto himself assembled people. People assembled together because we get this strength from this assembly when we are together. برضو another way to attack or to play with our minds is improper motives. Improper motives. Motives are important because although man looks on the outward appearance, but God examines the heart. God examines our motives. مثلا many people had wrong motives toward the Lord Jesus Christ. عشان كده in John chapter 2 يقول لك and the Lord Jesus Christ did not need any to testify of man for he knew what was in man's heart. قال ولم يأتمنهم على نفسه لأنه عارف ما بداخل الإنسان. He don't entrust himself with them because he knew what was in their heart. In John chapter 2 verse 24 and 25. That's why you need to examine your motives. What's your motive behind serving, behind worshiping the Lord, behind coming مثلا to convention like this. What's your motive? Examine all the time your motive to make sure that you have the wrong motive is the right motive, not the wrong motives. يعني مثلا الشيطان ممكن يحط فينا vindictive motives. Vengeance. زي مثلا جونا when he wanted Nineveh to be destroyed. وزي the two disciples James and John لما قالوا ربنا should we pray to call fire down from heaven to destroy these two cities of Samaritans. The wrong motive الشيطان used it with David. When he counts the people, numbers the people. In order, هو ليه ربنا زعل منه؟ لأنه now he trusts in the number of the people, not in God. فعايز يقول أنا عندي كذا واحد. بس مين اللي حرك داود علشان يعد الشعب؟ الشيطان. تقروها in First Chronicles chapter 21 verse 1. يقول لك and Satan stood up against Israel and stirred up David to number Israel. فالشيطان هو اللي حط الرونج موتيف ده في قلب داود and made him actually to count the people. برضو negative attitudes and emotions الشيطان ممكن يحاربنا بيها. Satan can cause attitudes, negative attitudes toward others, like envy, jealousy, suspicion. يعني many times احنا we have negative interpretation of others without their intentions. We don't trust their motives. Unforgiveness, distrust, anger, hatred, intolerance, prejudice, competition, impatience, judging, criticism, covetousness, selfishness. كل دي are examples of wrong attitude and wrong emotions. Can Satan actually attack us with these attitudes and emotions? Or ممكن another category of attitude زي مثلا greed, discontentment, pride, vanity, ego, feeling important, arrogance, intellectualism, self-righteousness. كل دي تقع under the vain glory. Wrong attitude lead to wrong emotions. برضو Satan can insert rebellious thoughts into our mind. فتلاقي نفسك you rebel the will of God. You rebel against the will of God. عارفين الشيطان لما وقع in Isaiah chapter 14 he said five statements. Every statement started by which word? I will. دول اللي بنسميهم the five statements of I will. So it is I will versus God's will. هنقرا مع بعض Isaiah 14 from verse 12. شوف الشيطان قال ايه. بيقول له how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. How you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart. قال ايه بقى اول حاجة. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mountain or mount of the congregation. Verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. دول الخمسة I will, five I wills. Many times احنا بنقول I will versus God's will. كلمة I will, that is actually the thought of rebellion. When I say I will versus God's will. ده الريبيلي. برضو accusation and condemnation. زي ما قلت لكم ان Satan is the accuser. He accuses us before God, but also he accuses me in front of myself. فهي can send fiery darts of accusation into your mind to make you feel inferior and to condemn yourself. Satan can put in your heart, as he did with Judas, feeling of guilt, feeling of shame, feeling of unworthiness, feeling of embarrassment. هتقولي طيب, how can I differentiate between the conviction of the Holy Spirit and Satan attacks of condemnation? How would I know if this thought from the Holy Spirit or from Satan? يعني اقول لك على a rule to help you to differentiate between the conviction of the Holy Spirit and the condemnation of Satan. And Satan always generalize, but the Holy Spirit is specific. يعني إيه؟ Satan will tell you, you are not good. You can never live a Christian life. God cannot love you because you are a sinner. So هنا Satan uses actually a general statement. But the Holy Spirit, because God is not author of confusion, the Holy Spirit will convict you and bring to your attention a certain sin. مثلا يقول لك يعني the Holy Spirit may convict you مثلا على خطية مثلا anger, على خطية dishonesty, على خطية مثلا sexual immorality. So the Holy Spirit will be specific because he want to lead you to repentance. لكن Satan usually use general statement to put you down, to make you feel inferior, to make you feel guilty. Also, Satan attacks our minds with thoughts of sexual impurity. طبعا زي ما قلت لكم ان with impurity لو الانسان did not repent God actually may depart from the person as happened with the children of Israel when they fell in adultery with the daughters of Moab. ودي كانت مشهورة بالعم ابن بعور. And God departed from his people. So Satan يعمل ايه؟ ممكن الاول to attack you with sexual impurity. وبعد كده after you fall in sin, he will attack you with guilt, depression, with hopelessness. ويدخلك في السايكل دي. لكن if Satan actually attacked you, you need actually to repent immediately and to wash your garment in the blood of the Lamb. برضو Satan can cause double-mindedness, confusion. نقرأ على double-mindedness in James chapter 1. يقول لك a man who is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. تقروها in James chapter 1 verse 6 to verse 8. يقول لك let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. When you have double-minded, undecisive, you don't know which direction to go, you are confused. This is from Satan. But God is not an author of confusion, as St. Paul said. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, God is not an author of confusion. This confusion and this divided heart and divided mind is from Satan. All the time you are confused. You don't know how to make a decision. So when you are confused, indecisive, frustrated, ده معناه ان انت under attack of Satan. برضو tormenting thoughts. Satan في الاول you isolate you, then he will torment and torture you. He can send into your mind thoughts of worry, anxiety, nervousness. St. Paul in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15 يقول because of the fear of death they were under bondage all the days of their life. The spirit of fear tormented the person and makes him under bondage. The worries and the anxieties are the thorns that choke the word of God. The parable of the sower لما ربنا اتكلم على الثورنز، الشوك اللي بيخنق البذره وبيخنق الانسان نفسه، قال 3 حاجات اللي هم the riches, the worries and the pleasures of the world. These are 3 things thorns can choke the person and choke the seed. أحيانا the spirit of compromise. طبعا God's law ما نقدرش actually نعمل balance between the principle of God and the principle of Satan. God's law and Satan's law. The principle of God and the principle of Satan are in opposition. لكن many times Satan try to get us to compromise, try to make like a happy medium between the principles of God and principle of Satan. You cannot do this. يعني بعض أولاد مثلا ممكن on Saturday night يصاروا مثلا in night club, you can Sunday morning serve as deacons. You cannot do this. لهم لا تعرجوا بين الفرقتين. If Baal is God, worship him. If the Lord is God, worship him. You cannot try to compromise. احنا في الكومبرومايز الايديا بتاعت what are the minimum requirement to go to heaven. Many times actually we like to walk by the minimum requirement. انا فاكر اتلوك دي قبل كده. انا فاكر بقول لو كان في خط there is a line separate between the life with God and the life with the world. Many people just they want to walk on this line, just to enjoy both. يقول لك اجي امتى عشان اتناول؟ That's minimum requirement. What's the minimum requirement? وبعد كده يجي مثلا وقت التناول يقول لك انا جيت بعد الانجيل بدقيقتين ممكن اتناول؟ هاش انا جيت متاخر مش دقيقتين، جيت متاخر ساعه ونص ودقيقتين من اول القداس. فاحنا احنا عايزين نمشي يقول لك طب يعني يكفي من الصوم الكبير، يكفي ان انا اصوم لحد النص؟ حته what are the minimum requirement to get me to heaven؟ ده اللي هي spirit of compromise. ما ينفعش. او ممكن الشيطان يخليني my focus is not on heaven but my focus on earthly things. In Colossians chapter 3, Colossians 3 and verse 1, St. Paul يقول لنا if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. For many times Satan attacks my mind and make me set my mind on things on earth, not on things on heaven. دي حاجات كتيرة, some strategies that Satan use to attack my mind. طيب, how to get victory in this war, in the battle of the mind? أول حاجة, let the Holy Spirit search your mind. One of the psalms that all of us we need to pray always, and especially before confession, Psalm 139, especially the last two verses, verse 23 and 24, بيقول إيه؟ Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in a way everlasting. So ask the Holy Spirit to search your thoughts, to see if there is any wicked way, any wicked thought, any ungodly thought, any deceptive thoughts in my mind, and to lead me into a way everlasting. Number two, put on the helmet of salvation. to protect your mind. احنا اتكلمنا عليها فانا مش هتكلم عليها تاني. لكن put on the helmet of salvation, because the helmet of salvation will protect your mind. Number three, claim a sound mind. God promised us in John chapter 14, Alena, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, so I do. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Actually, go and cry to the Lord and ask from him to give you this peace, to take away from your heart the trouble, the anxiety, the fear. أبونا ميخائيل إبراهيم كان دايما يحب الآية اللي هي إن فليبي شابتر 4 فيرس 6 and 7 لما يقول لك be anxious over nothing. How come? There are many things I worry about. St. Paul يقول لك yes, be anxious over nothing, but in everything you are worried about and you are anxious, let through prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So instead of getting anxious and worried about these things, let your requests be made known to God through prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. And what would be the outcome? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. من الآيات الجميلة قوي. Be anxious over nothing, but in everything, through prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Another tool, have the mind of Christ. ودي اتكلمنا عنها امبارح. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. وبرضو in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 16, يقول, but we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. من الآيات الجميلة, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. St. Paul يقول لنا, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought, bring it into captivity. So, any thought, الشيطان to attack you, even if you don't know whether this thought is from Satan or not. Take this thought and examine it against the truth of the scripture. Then you will know whether this thought is from God or not. Bring it to the light with your spiritual father, and thus you will take into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Again, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, train your mind to think only about these things. بيقول لك ايه سان بول, finally brethren think about, فكروا فيه, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. St. Paul will meditate only, think only about these things, which are, what's the list? True, noble, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, praiseworthy. تمن حاجات, بيقول لك, 8 things you need actually to meditate and reflect on them all the time. Think on these things all the time. Renew your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And by the way, عارفين كلمة repentance؟ repentance in Greek معناها metanoia or metanoia. Metanoia is composed of two words. Noia from the word nous, nous in Greece means mind. Ometa يعني to change or to renew. So metanoia to renew your mind or to change your mind. So the repentance actually is the changing of mind. And instead of being carnally minded, I will be spiritually minded. That's repentance. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Also, the gates of the mind are the senses. Senses, yani what you see, what you hear, what you touch, are the gates to your mind. You need to control the senses, the gates of your mind. يقول أخت العروس جنة مغلقة ينبوع مختوم. When actually you shut the gates of your mind and control them, to allow only what's good, what's true, what is just, what's pure, what's praiseworthy, here your mind will be renewed. But if you allow anything to come into your mind, actually this will يعني defile your mind. In order actually to go مثلا to place like مثلا the White House, you have to go through security first to be sure in enter you are safe. Then they will allow you into the residence of the president. Like لو انت عايز مثلا to go to the street, there is no security here. In the same way, if you consider your mind and your heart the residence not of the president but of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you are the temple of God. So don't allow anything just to enter through your mind unless you put them under screening first, to screen them, to examine them, and you allow only what is safe to enter into your mind and your heart. But unfortunately, many people treat their mind and their heart like the street, and sometimes like, you know, a trash container. They allow anybody to throw the trash into their mind and in their hearts. And once your mind is defiled, then actually it will influence the rest of your behavior and attitude. So protect your mind. Protect the gates, the senses. Allow only what is safe to enter into your mind. And I like to conclude by this verse from Isaiah 26, verse 3. بيقول you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. If you trust in God and if you keep your mind stayed on God, then you will be in peace. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. فيبقى احنا محتاجين ان احنا to put our mind and to let our mind stay on God, to put our trust and confidence in Him. Then only actually God will keep us in perfect peace and will have victory over Satan and our spiritual warfare. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. دي ايه البريك المرة دي؟
8 دقايق حلوين. ثانك يو سيدنا. We do have a long break now. It's 1:05, so we will break for lunch. You can also check out from your rooms during this break, and we will meet back here for a question.